이제 아 소대부 아
so limit time every
I choose either prostrate or
to prostrate or shadow manipulation.
So what's it about?
Is it what you like then?
So it involves visualizing the merit field. The Lama who grants the vow, and then it involves, here it involves visualizing not only essence, not only visualizing, not only maintaining essence from one's own side, essence Buddha, but all that also visualizing aspect and the so the what we can visualize that an aspect Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Surrounded by the lineage lamas of this admired precepts or the lineage lamas of Lambrin. The number of the steps of path to enlightenment, and all the ten direction Buddhas, the Buddha suffers, visualize all those, and then in the presence of them, then you see taking refuge and generating bodhicitta. So one can look at the morning prayer. So one can have a look at the meaning of the prayer. One can look at the, those who are not familiar with them, you can have a look in the meaning, which is meaning in English.
Yeah.
나에게 장조의 생애제하고 나의 다시의 너의 나에게 장조의 생애제 Next, purifying the place.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
So one thing, I'm visualizing, you know, I'm on top of pure land, or whichever date is pure land, one thing. That which is no suffering, and that complete, pure place where there's no suffering, you know, where there's perfect enjoyment, best quality. That is all the beauties, you know, that. It's offering to the marriage field.
Oh, and on my end,
blessing the offerings with the mantra. So blessing the ones that which is performed here, all the lights, all the electric lights here, and those candlelight offering, all the offerings that is set up. Water offerings. So, without thinking water, one should think offering nectar. Nectar what Buddha sees. Nectar, not just any nectar, but nectar that which Buddha sees. What Buddha experiences, we're offering that, which is the which is the highest quality of most pure nectar. So, in this way, then we collect much more merit. So if you think of just offering water, then you just you get a merit just having offered water, but you don't get merit. You don't get a greater merit having offered the nectar. So however, flowers and so forth, whatever, everything. So what is performed here on all the lights in the ceiling, like all the electric lights in the ceiling, everything. So one. then do this mantra. Do this mantra. Power. This mantra has power that each Buddha, their Buddhas in the ten directions. They are numberless Buddhas. So each Buddha receives skies of offerings due to the power of this mantra. So think all those Buddhas visualize from one side embodiment of the virtuous friend, and then each one receives skies of offerings. So one can think drink water, say, clean feet, that offering, then also flower, incense, light, scented water, food, and music, so forth. So, so as much as one can think, you see, each one numberless. blessing both, you know, what is performed here, what is the mental transformed. So therefore, this mantra is called a mantra of the offerings of the clouds of offerings. So because it next to each Buddha is numberless offerings. Ungenerated bliss in all the holy minds. So one visualizes the found merit field in all the other temptations, you know, all the Buddhas. So next, so the extensive offerings can be done here after the rite of blessing, or can be done after the from after having recited the offering prayer, see, the from seventh limb, second one, the offering, second one there, which is the offering, so I can be done also that time. Put the palms to, so when we recite the seven limb practice, you know, so where it says, prostrating, I'm prostrating, with the Buddha's speech mind, respectfully. So, so even one is not actually doing prostration by laying down, whole body laying down on the floor, but physically one put palms together like this to the marriage fields. So this also this is also prostration. It becomes a prostration. So at the same time, while you're reciting the prayer of from the seven limb during the prostration, first limb is the prostration, as well as reciting the prayer. With that, one do the visualization, meditation, numberless of one's body, in a human form, like a mountain ridge, you know, very tall body. So, numberless, you know, laid down on the ground from all the sides, from the four directions, from four corners, from where towards the marriage field, towards the altar. You know, covered the whole earth, you know, from all the directions, you see. lay down during prostration. So, so that is one of the meditation. One can visualize, one's body can visualize 100 or 1,000. How many? No, 1,000. How many? 1,000. No. So
that many prostration. That many prostration is done. How many bodies one can visualize? One get the same merit as a yes, actual as that many actual body have done prostration. Same merit. One collect. Meditation, making extensive offerings. So while we are making offering, also we should prostrate at the same time and put palms together at the heart. So each group of holy objects we want to make offering. So at the same time, also prostrating with the two palms together. Prostrating to Dim. So just putting palms together, just putting two palms together like this, prostrating to a picture of Buddha, even a picture of Buddha, one collect 8 very important advantage, benefit. It causes to achieve perfect body in the next lives. Just by putting palms together like this, to even a statue of Buddha or painting of Buddha, you see, a picture of Buddha. Then next lives, it causes to have perfect surrounding. To have perfect surrounding people, you see, who support, who help you. Then third advantage, benefit is that this great merit to be able to live in pure morality. Again, to be able to practice morality in the next lives. In the future, it doesn't happen only in this life. It could be also in this life. And then, to be able to live in pure morality, which is the foundation for the realization's path to liberation and to enlightenment. And the next advantage is that it could cause to have devotion. So without devotion, no attainment. The devotion is also the root of the path to enlightenment, you see. So without that, no attainment. The devotion, not only good devotion to the Dharma Sangha, to having a brave mind, so that so that can do activities, to benefit others among other sentient beings. So having a brave mind, able to do things, able to accomplish, you know, able to do works for other sentient beings. The next one is able to achieve Deva Himen. One is able to achieve Deva Himen rebirth in next lives. The next one is one is able to achieve Aryan path. Aryan path. so the Bodhisattva in the Aryan path, or the and they are the sheep of the Bodhisattva Aryan path, so that one do not experience any more death, they say, and the rebirth, all these sickness and death, all these things. So that time the one has overcome all these. So one got the cause to achieve this. Then last one is enlightenment, full enlightenment. So eight benefits. so eight very important benefits. One is we achieve immediately, the minute we put palms together, to one a statue, even a statue of Buddha or painting of Buddha. So that means in a temple where there are many thousands, you know, so many thousands of paintings of Buddha or statue of Buddha. So as you prostrate by putting palms together to all these holy objects, then you see, so you made the best business, you know, the real business that, you know, you achieved eight very important, you know, received benefits. From each holy object. So that means so many thousand times, you know, how many holy objects there are in the temple, so many thousand times. So, if there are many thousands, so that means thousand times you collected in that, in that few seconds. unbelievable, impossible merit one has collected. So it's the same. I normally mention also, if one is looking at the book of Buddhas, you know, then also that time same, if you put the palms together while you're looking through, if you put the palms together to everyone, see, to every picture of Buddha like this, then it's about the time when you finish the book, you see, the Buddha's art, say, the painting of Buddhas, the picture of Buddhas. So there's so many there. So then you see when you finish the book, looking at it, it's an inconceivable numbers of the eight benefits one has collected. You know, so many times. You see, so like this. So this is something. Yeah. Especially when we go to the temples or when we go for pilgrimage, so it was very important to remember. such an easy way, you just need to move your two hands, bring together, to easy respect them. So just on that, there's no need to create a hardship for that. but if it's done, then you see, it becomes quick, you see, because it collects unbelievable merit. so therefore, it becomes, you know, a quick way to achieve full enlightenment. It becomes means to achieve enlightenment, and it becomes, you know, because so unbelievable merit you collect in such short time, you know. So it becomes more extensive merit we are able to collect, that means quicker you become enlightened. And then also, every day in your own houses, sit there, see, towards the altar. So able to, at your own house, so able to, you see, just by the way, by single holy objects, even one is able to like this. Again, you see, even the holy objects at your own home. So, yeah. So it becomes not only a cause to achieve enlightenment, but a very quick way to achieve enlightenment, such an easy way to practice Dharma. So therefore, more holy object we have in the house, statues of Buddhas or pictures of Buddhas, more holy objects you have at the house, then so if you do prostration to all of them, every time when you do prostration, laying down prostration for offerings, whatever offering, one tiny stick of incense or one tiny flower or one tiny light offering. However, so one can make all the holy objects that which with, at the same time towards all the holy objects that which are at home. So therefore more if there are more holy objects there, more pictures of Buddha, more statues of Buddha at home, you see that means you are more lucky. when those holy objects goes away from home, means you are giving away your luck. It is mentioned in text. However, it doesn't mean one can't say, yeah. Anyway, it doesn't, it's, well, in a sense, to one picture of Buddha or statue, by doing prostration, making offering, by doing circumambulation. So all this becomes a cause of enlightenment. Immediately, first thing, it becomes cause of enlightenment, the highest success. Then, by the way, it becomes cause to achieve liberation from samsara. And then, by the way, it becomes cause to achieve all the, good rebirth and so forth, all the happiness of future lives. Then, by the way, it purifies the karma. So, therefore, that takes care even this life to not have obstacles, obstacles for life, obstacles for health, obstacles for education, obstacles for, and then Dharma practice, especially then. It helps even for the happiness of this life. So therefore, each statue of Buddha, each small picture, even a small picture of Buddha, becomes unbelievably precious for us that much more precious than each of these holy, each one statue of Buddha or one picture of Buddha is much more precious than billions of dollars or the sky filled with wish granting jewel. So. By making offering to the wish crown jewel, by prostrating to the wish crown jewel, by circumambulating the wish crown jewel, doing those things to pile up billions of dollars, and then you circumambulate or make offering or prostration, jewels. That doesn't become cause to achieve enlightenment. So forth, all the rest, you see. So therefore, that is holy objects. The one statue of Buddha or one picture of Buddha is far more wishful feeling to us, really wishful feeling jewel than those other materials. How much benefit we achieve, merit we collect, we achieve from this by doing these practices with these holy objects is like sky, like limitless sky, beyond, beyond our concept. So therefore, as many as there are able to have, that means more purification and more merit. So now you're going to make the extensive offering. So now all the offerings, there is, all the right offerings in the ceiling, and all the offerings here at the altar, the flowers, and the nectar, everything. So if you have a garden at a home, if you have a garden, so, lights and whatever there is, give us the flowers in the garden, at the home, so all together can make offering. So we dedicate the merits for sentient beings. Then those animals who died because of growing these flowers, plants, animals, insects who died, they get benefit. All those others who suffered. So first thing, we are offering all this towards the Guru Puja merit field, those who are familiar. Then those who are not familiar, you see. Yeah, anyway, so as I've explained before, the lineage lamas of this ordination, then all the 10 Vaishnavas of the Sabbaths. So one offering, and then think. So by visualizing, embodiment, by visualizing from one's own side, visualizing the embodiment of the root verse of hand, and then generated great bliss in all the holy minds. So now we make offering, towards the holy objects that which are here and that which you are at your home, by visualizing all those pictures of Buddha statues, Buddha, all about visualizing, embodiment of the root verse of friend from one's side, and generated the great bliss in all the holy mind. That which is the essence of the offering. Experiencing great bliss in the holy mind of the merit field. That's the essence of the offering. That all the holy objects that which are in Malaysia, in all those temples, other people's houses. We make all these offerings towards all the holy objects that are in Malaysia, and by visualizing embodiment, in order to collect most extensive merit, then we do the offering practice with Guru Yoga, visualizing all those holy objects embodiment of the root virtuous land from one's own side. So what we're going to do is the rest part of the extending the practice of making offering. Maybe we do at the end. After having taken the precepts, so there's more, because that way the merit is so much increased. It increased so much. So two things. I mentioned here. So two things that we should remember. Two great advantages that we should know. That we should remember, and that we should rejoice by taking the precepts. So one thing is, since the precept is taken, up to next morning, then continuously you collect merit. Since from the time the vow was taken. continuously one collected good karma, and also collect merit. So if one vow is taken, you know, that much merit, then if it's eight persons taken, so until tomorrow, then you see eight merits continuously, non-stop. You see, day and night is one continuous curse since from the time the vow was taken. So if it's taken after the life, since if it's taken after the death, you know, after the death, you know, and then continuously, you see, continuously one collects that much merit, you know, during sleep, while one is eating, while one is walking. So even one becomes coma, you take precept and you become coma, you know, after having taken precept, even one becomes coma, you know, one takes rest, you know, that they taking rest, you know, taking rest, or say, and I'm joking, so even one becomes coma, you know, for many years, even one stay in coma, they made it, you know, because the person the vow is taken up to the death, you see, so the whole life, so they made. So that much merit, you know, how many number of persons have taken that much merit, even during the coma, one is collecting the merit all the time, like this. So the time that the vow is taken is a very short time, you know, and then just the ceremony is also a short time, but you see in the whole life, since from that time, the merit is always, one collects merits, continuously day and night. Then if it's taken after enlightenment, then it's continuously one collect after merit after enlightenment, like the Bodhisattva vow, you know, like that. Bodhisattva vow, you know. Like that. So now that's how it makes life unbelievable by taking vow, person makes life so rich. Your inner life, you see, it makes your inner life so rich with the cause of enlightenment, and the cause of liberation, the cause of happiness, life, you know. It is also the cause of happiness, life. So on top of this, the other thing is, so they made it, by having taken the vow, you know, for example, admire the person, then you see, then say, you make one light offering, one prostration, say, one tiny flower offering, whatever one. You see, the merit is so much more. So usually that one merit, but then after having taken the vow, after having taken precept, you see, offering the same, but you see, the merit, you know, see, hundreds of thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands, it increases merit collected after having taken the vow. So there's huge differences. Without any vow, without living in any precept, collecting merit, you know, by making offering and so forth, making charity, making offerings, and so forth. And after having taken the precept, then you do these practices. There's huge differences. So it becomes, incredible, profitable. So in the Sutra text, it is mentioned in the Sutra text, heaped flowers. Sutra text called heap of flowers, might be in this way. So there, it mentions the person not living in the, say, one person Yeah, one person, two bow. First, I start this way. The three realm, three realm, sentient beings, you see, they all become will-turning king, you know, they all become will-turning king, so who has the most power, wealth? then each of them, you see, make oceans of butter and mount mirrors of wax, you know, then make a light offering to Buddhas. So unbelievable, you see, huge, inconceivable offering. Then one person by living in the ordination, by taking vow, precepts, you know, then you make a tiny offering, size of butter, size of mustard seed, and then size of hair, you know, wax. Then you make light offering to Buddha. This merit is far more greater, much more than the previous, all those three realm beings, uncountable numbers of them, you see, each of them become will-turning king, the most powerful, wealthy one. They make oceans of butter by putting mountain mirrors of wax, and then making light offering, huge light offering. So they, in reality, they're not living the vow, so then even the offering is unbelievable, extensive, but merit is much smaller than that one person who's living in the vow and make tiny offering to Buddha. So there's a advantage of living the vow is explained in the sutra. So therefore, especially advanced precepts is mainly for lay. It is for one day, you see. It's mainly for lay to say, because Buddha is so compassionate, you know, so skillful, so compassionate. So even though people can't vow in the whole lifetime, so difficult. So it's ways to guide us. You know, easy way, say, slow opportunity to practice and to take ordination, see, to acquire so much merit, you know, to achieve, say, yeah, and the liberation from samsara, enlightenment. So, so Buddha said, a skillful means, it might, say, easy for us and things, you know, to liberate from suffering, to achieve enlightenment, you see. so therefore if we're going to do a lot of charities or something, you know, or make you know, extensive offerings, you know, the temple or something, then it's good to that day take advanced precepts. That day then take advanced precepts. then with the merit is far more greater, so therefore, so this is a wise, very wise way to practice Dharma, quick way to achieve enlightenment. So therefore, rest of the extending the practice of making offering, so to later, after having taken the precepts, so we just go through the practice of seven limb. So, next one's compassion. So then, all the nirkamas, you know, everything is purified. In one's own mental condition. So, all the nirkamas, that which appears to one's own mind, something real from there, you see. You know, which is a hallucination, you see, so that non-existent. Look at that hallucination, which means non-existent. So you purify, you see, and then it becomes unbelievable, powerful purification. You purify by meditating on the emptiness, purified in emptiness, you see, by meditating on emptiness of negative karma, you know. So this is how she should meditate. The when we recite the we practice the third limb, you know, the compassion. The next one, and then rejoicing.
Son or daughter, you know,
each got degree or received billions of dollars or something, you see. Then the mother would rejoice, you know, what happened, so what achievement happened to them, you see. So like that, one feel happiness in the heart. Other living beings, that they have quite merit. How wonderful it is. From this they can have, you know, so much success, you know. Temporary happiness, ultimate happiness. So then to think, is often over. Each time when we rejoice, they merit, we collect, you know, so many times of skies of merit. inconceivable numbers of merit. So, for example, Papanga, the great enlightened being, man explained in the Lampung teaching that by rejoicing, one bodhisattva's one day merit you get half of the merit. You see, what one bodhisattva collected merit one day, so half of that one is able to say that much amount, you see, one is able to collect. So now without rejoicing, without doing the practice of rejoicing, then it takes to collect that much merit, what Buddhists have of the merit, what Buddhists have, they have, see, that much merit, you see, the what Buddhists have collected, have the merit. So, without practicing the joyfulness, then how long it will take for us to collect that much merit? They say 13,000 years. 13,000 years it will take to collect merit, that much merit. But if you rejoice in that second, you see, if you rejoice the one Buddha suffers one day merit, if you rejoice, then you see in that second we collected, you know. How much merit we collect is half the merit from, yeah, that one day merit is a half. Now the Bodhisattva. So that means now Bodhisattva is not just one. There are numberless Bodhisattvas, and there are numberless Buddhas, there are numberless and other sentient beings. So that means unbelievable, you know, so many skies of merit we collect by rejoicing, you know, all these numberless of other beings. So this is unbelievable, say, another, you know, method, means to quick way to collect extensive merit, and to finish the work collecting merit, and the quick way to, that, so that means, you know, to, means to achieve enlightenment, you know, quickly. So by rejoicing, your own merit, it always increases by rejoicing others' merit, whose level of mind is lower than yours, your mind, then you see, you get more merit than what other, you get more merit than what other living being collected. But if the other living being's level of mind is higher than yours, and if you rejoice that other living being's merit, then you get, you know, say half of merit what other being collect. Just like the example of the Bodhisattva. Oneself who is not Bodhisattva, you see, rejoicing one who is Bodhisattva. So example of that. So now next next one is a question to next one is a question to those who show merit in merit fields, who show the passing away. So to those being dead, is here requesting to have a stable life by offering to abide, so to have a stable life until samsara ends by offering the golden throne, beautifully decorated with jewels, with the double vajra in the front, the Yajna line, you see, four Yajna line lifting up. So by offering in the hand, so one can visualize numberless of oneself, you know, not just yourself, not just one, but numberless of yourself, you see, from all the directions, making offering, golden throne, then absorbed at the throne of the message field after the request is done. Then the next one is a requesting to turn the Dharma with. So yourself, say, numberless of yourself holding Dharma Chakra, thousand spots, rotating one, golden Dharma Chakra. Then requesting to turn the Dharma with. The next one, dedication. To this marriage, by achieving ultimate, in order to benefit for others. So after the request is done, then they have accepted your request, either in the Dharmakaya way, which means in silence, they accept in silence, or the Rupakaya way is saying everyone expresses, you know, yes, responding to your request. So visualize numberless of yourself, you know, holding gold, offering golden throne. Whichever pure land you wish to be reborn, Amitabha pure land or other deities pure land, so you visualize the pure, transform into pure land. Then think all sentient beings are born there, many of them already enlightened in the pure land, somehow, you know, on the way to be enlightened. Pure land where there's no suffering, only pure enjoyment. So visualizing this way, then you create a cause to be born in pure land. In the center, the Mount Meru, silver towards one side, then the ruby, the other side, the west side, then the left side, lapis lazuli, then the right side is the gold, all those levels, you know, side of the Mount Meru, jewel like this, on top of the 33 realm, there's the palace, with all the, where, you know, all the rich enjoyments in those Deva realms. then sun and moon, right side and left side, so one side sun, one side moon. Mm. So sun can be left side and moon can be right side. So which numberless sun and numberless moon, which signifies the path method, sun wisdom, path moon method, path to path to achieve true kayas. Then the umbrella, numberless umbrella, and the western side of the Mount Meru. the front east side towards oneself, so back side. So the numberless umbrella, beautiful umbrella, which essence is a perfect work for other sentient things. And then front of oneself, in the eastern side of the Mount Meru, and there's the outer banner, which signifies the perfect works for self. The cessation of qualities of cessation. The other one is a complete one is completely qualities of cessation. What's signified by umbrella? By a banner. What is signified by umbrella is a complete qualities of realization. So by offering this, making offerings, visualizing the essence of path, then cause it create cause to achieve express path to enlightenment with one's mind. Then from each atoms of the universe, beams emitted, and each beam carries mandala offerings, whole entire universe. Then from each of those mandalas, atoms of those mandala beams emit, then again each beam carries mandala offering. So like that whole sky filled with the mandala. The merit field, you know, each merit field, you know, receives whole sky filled with the mandala offerings. So immediate offer to the merit field as well as visualized. Merit field, by visualizing the important root, was our voice friend. Yeah.